This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Some people drink beer to unwind. Other people drink sparks. A few years back, a small company in San Francisco concocted a beverage, malt liquor mixed with caffeine and some of the stimulants found in energy drinks. They called it Sparks. MillerCoors bought that company but has since faced opposition from 13 states and the city of San Francisco. They complain that the ingredients in Sparks often mask feelings of drunkenness and lead to risky behavior. We're joined now by Julian Green. He's a spokesperson for MillerCoors. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me today.
So your company has announced some changes. What are they?
Basically, under the agreement we've reached with several state attorneys general, we are reformulating the current Sparks product, which means we are taking out the caffeine and other ingredients, including taurine, guarana, ginseng.
Can you tell me a little bit about how this concept got started in the first place? I kind of envision it as one of those Reese's moments where, you know, you stuck your chocolate in my peanut butter type thing. How do you bring stimulants and alcohol together?
Basically, the interest in this category started to grow based on consumers. It was consumers that were looking to mix, let's say, caffeinated beverages like the popularity of Red Bull and vodka. You've seen consumers mix Jack Daniels and Coke, Irish coffee. So this was already a progressive category that consumers were interested in, and we wanted to participate in this growth. And we acquired this brand. Certainly the market was moving that way.
Now, we should note Sparks has a higher alcohol content than most traditional beers. And one of the complaints that was raised is that if there's higher alcohol but also caffeine, that might mask some of the effects of the alcohol, and that could be troublesome and dangerous to younger drinkers. What's been your response to that?
Here's a point that I want to make clear. This Sparks brand actually is not higher than most beers. There are several beers in the marketplace that are 6, 7, and even 8%. So this notion that Sparks had any higher alcohol than anything else is totally false. The level of caffeine that is in a can of Sparks is lower than your 8 or 16 ounce cup of coffee and some colas in the marketplace. So basically, the caffeine that guarana and the other ingredients was very nominal. So this was not a product where there was enormous amounts of, you know, caffeine and these other ingredients in it. And again, this particular product was, I must, you know, reinforce, was federally approved. You know, we abided by all guidelines by federal and state regulators to get this product in the marketplace.
But you're taking out all the stimulants. Why are you doing that then?
Well, listen, you know, there's been growing concern from state and local officials over the last 22 months. And, you know, as a responsible company, we are willing to listen to our societal partners and consider changes to our business that will reinforce our commitment to alcohol responsibility. And that's what good companies do. So based on this growing concern, we decided to reformulate the product.
And without these stimulants in it, is it accurate or appropriate to still call it Sparks?
Yes. You know, it will no longer be a caffeinated alcohol beverage, but it's still Sparks. It's still a, you know, alternative beverage. There are numerous consumers in the marketplace who just, you know, just don't like the taste of beer, and that's fine. And we've developed a product that attracts consumers that don't, you know, may not like the taste of beer and they're looking for an alternative beverage. And we think we can, again, expand interest and grow the category.
Julian Green of MillerCoors, which will continue to sell the beverage Sparks, but without the stimulants, caffeine, taurine, and guarana. Thank you, Mr. Green.
Thank you.